And Barr does a great job, you know, of blitzing from that linebacker position, whether it's on the edge or inside. Very athletic.
Dwayne, you guys are
Joseph up front.
It's very tough. There are two D tackles inside are a big part of what they do. And Linville Joseph is a pretty big guy, about 330 pounds or so, and has, you know, pretty good variety of moves, but main thing is his power. You know, he does a good job of stuff in the middle.
Dwayne, you guys have zero rushing touchdowns on the season. Do you think you're that missing piece to kind of get the ball into the end zone on the ground?
I'm just one of five, man. I'm out there trying to do my job. You know, I'll try to do what I can from a leadership standpoint and just bringing my experience to the group. But, you know, other than that, you know, it's a collective effort. You know, I'm just one of five up there trying to do my job. I think we have to stick to the run. We have to be successful in the run game in order to win out there. You know, you don't want to get into a drop back, you know, 45, 50 pass attempt game against those guys on the road. So I think it's something that we've really placed a point of emphasis on this week. And getting in the end zone, running the ball would be good.
Dwayne, over the years, there have been a lot of defensive-oriented teams, the old Ravens, the old Bears. Are the Vikings some proof that you can win with defense still and you can kind of have that model of defense being defense-oriented?
I think it's the strength of their team, you know, but, you know, you can't take anything away from the offense. You know, Sam Bradford's done a great job of taking care of the ball. You know, they do a good job of running the ball well. And but the defense, you know, is the strength right now. And, I mean, that can be the formula, you know, having a great defense, not turning the ball over, and, you know, getting some yards in the run game is a great formula, and they do it well. You know, so we have to be able to combat that. You know, we know our defense will go out there and play well, and we have to, you know, match them.
Now that you've had some time to reflect, what have you thought about your 2 hours you spent with Mayor Turner and his team yesterday?
It was a great meeting, you know, and I thank the organization, Bob, for helping facilitate that. I thank Mayor Turner and all the parties involved for taking time out of their schedule to meet with us. It was very productive. I think everyone learned a lot about each other, about just the process and everything that's going on and how we can be proactive in our community to prevent things from happening. You know, some looking forward to working with them more and being active in the community.
That's the biggest takeaway. You accomplished what you wanted. I guess that was my question.
Yeah, definitely. We got some great dialogue. You know, we got to express some things that was on our minds. They expressed some things that they had to say. And we just got an understanding. That was what it was all about, just getting an understanding of each other and being, like I said, being proactive and working together to go out in the community and get some great things done.
Chris was saying you could be an example for other cities.
Yeah, I think. You know, Houston's done a great job, and we got to continue to do a great job of building up our community, you know, all areas, rich and underserved communities, you know, I think, and other places, you know, could take notice and see we're doing that. You know, just trying to be a good example. That's what it's all about.